A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said, "How great an outcry there is against Sodom and Gomorrah! How grievous is their sin! I propose to go down and see whether or not they have done all that is alleged in the outcry against them that has come up to me. I am determined to know." The men left there and went to Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Approaching him, he said, "Are you really going to destroy the just man with the sinner? Perhaps there are 50 just men in the town. Will you really overwhelm them? Will you not spare the place for 50 just men in it? Do not think of doing such a thing. To kill the just man with the sinner, treating the just and sinner alike. Do not think of it. Will the judge of the whole earth not administer justice?" The Lord replied, "If at Sodom I find 50 just men in the town, I will spare the whole place because of them." Abraham replied, "I am bold indeed to speak like this to my Lord, I who am dust and ashes, but perhaps the 50 just men lack 5. Will you destroy that whole city for 5? "No," he replied, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 just men there." Again, Abraham said to him, "Perhaps there will only be 40 there." "I will not do it," he replied, "for the sake of the 40. Abraham said, "I trust my Lord will not be angry, but give me leave to speak. Perhaps there will be only 30 there." "I will not do it," he replied, "if I find 30. He said, "I am bold indeed to speak like this, but perhaps there will be only 20 there." "I will not destroy it," he replied, "for the sake of the 20. He said, "I trust my Lord will not be angry if I speak once more. Perhaps there will be only 10. "I will not destroy it," he replied, "for the sake of 10. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord. On the day I called, you answered me, O God. On the day I called, you answered me, O God. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. On the day I called, you answered me, O God. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. On the day I called, you answered me, O God. The Lord is high, yet looks on the lowly. And the haughty God knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. On the day I called, you answered me, O God. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discover God not the work of your hands? On the day I called, you answered me, O God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the Colossians, sorry. You've been buried with Christ when you were baptized, and by baptism too, you have been raised up with him through your belief in the power of God who raised him from the dead. You were dead because you were sinners and had not been circumcised. He has brought you to life with him. He has forgiven us all our sins. He has overridden the law and cancelled every record of the debt that we had to pay. He has done away with it by nailing it to the cross. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once Jesus was in a certain place praying, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, say this when you pray. Father, may your name be held holy. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive each one who is in debt to us. And do not put us to the test. He also said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him in the middle of the night to say, my friend, lend me 3 loaves, because a friend of mine on his travels has just arrived at my house and I have nothing to offer him. And the man answers from inside the house, do not bother me. The door is bolted now, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give it to you. I tell you, if the man does not get up and give it to him for friendship's sake, persistence will be enough to make him get up and give his friend all he wants. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For the one who has asked always receives. The one who searches always finds. The one who knocks will have the door opened to him. What father among you would hand his son a stone when he asked for bread? Or hand him a snake instead of fish? Or hand him a scorpion if he asked for an egg? If you then, who are evil, know how to give your children what is good, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it? The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, thank you for your presence. Today we celebrate the Day of Grandparents, Elderly, and also a day we can visit lonely or elderly people. The gospel and all the readings are about prayer, is not? We ask, why do we pray? Or we ask, do we need to pray? Or again, we need to ask whether our prayers are being heard. There are so many questions in front of us. The prayer is just like a conversation, a dialogue. Just like these children, the child speaks to its mother. The child says everything to its mother. So the first reading is a prayer, a conversation between Abraham and Yahweh, the God. God is going to destroy the Sodom and Gomorrah. Then Abraham said, "Don't destroy, please. Are you going to destroy both the just man and evil man together?" Then God said, "No, I'm going to not. If there are 50 just men, I am not going to destroy." The conversation between Abraham and Yahweh, just like the child with its mother. And thereafter, Abraham said, "If I don't find 50, what would be 45? Is that okay?" Then God said, "Okay, 45, fine." Then Abraham says, "If there are no 45, what would be? Can you just down it?" "Okay, 40, is that okay?" Then God said, "If there are 40, fine." Then Abraham says, no 40. "Can you just reduce a little further? 35? God said, "It's okay, fine, 35. If that is 35, I'm not going to destroy." Then Abraham says, "No, not 35, maybe 30. Is that okay, God?" God said, "Okay, fine, 30. If that there are 30 good people, I'm not going to destroy." And then again, Abraham says, "No, not 30. Please reduce a little more. 20? God said, "Okay, 20 is fine. 20, no problem." Then again, Abraham says, "No, there are not 20. Please, 10. God said, "Okay, 10. 10 is okay, excellent." Just like a child asking, "Mother, give me 50 pounds. "No. 45? 40? "No, 30, 20, okay, 10, go, 10, fine. Prayer is a conversation. This is what we have to do. We have to ask God, "This is what I am, this is who am I. I'm not even worthy. I have my problems. But you are the Father, and I have the right to ask you, this is what I am." And the responsorial psalm is so beautiful. Psalm number 138 says, "Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me." Thereafter, the gospel, it's all about our Father. Just before the reception of the Holy Eucharist, we pray, "Our Father." How many times a day we say, "Our Father"? I'm not going to detail it. We are not going to think over the whole theology of our Father. But just a little. This is the prayer given by Jesus when the disciples asked. So actually, disciples have asked only two things in their life to Jesus. Only two things. The disciples have asked, "Jesus, can you strengthen our faith? That is the first thing. And the second thing they have asked, teach us to pray. So this is the second thing which the disciples asked to Jesus. I would say this has a Jewish liturgical root as well. So no one can say that it is a totally new. It has its own Jewish liturgical roots as well. This is the prayer the disciples have prayed. So we pray the same prayer. Actually, the prayer is divided into two parts. The first part is to the Lord or the God, and the second part is ours. And again, this Our Father is divided into seven. It is divided into seven steps. The first three parts are related to God, and the second four parts are related to us, our needs. We meditate upon one or two sentences from here. The prayer began to say, Our Father. It's plural. We never in the church we pray in a singular way. Prayer is universal. It is we, our Father, our, in a plural form. Why God was calling our Father? Fatherhood. What is the right of the fatherhood in the Jewish custom? What is the right of the child to its father? It's a very long history, theologically very in depth. But we just think. We have a father in heaven. We are children. Friends, we have a right to ask everything to our father. None of us should feel that we are abandoned. We are alone. We are unworthy. If the Father is unworthy, we are unworthy. Because the Father is the Creator and we are the children, then we are the most worthiful person, the most powerful person, the most grateful person in the world who can say, Our Father. Therefore, never ever in your life be discouraged. Never ever in your life feel that I am being abandoned. I am unworthy. Feel the greatness. The Father. And the fatherhood needs also intimacy. It needs family ties. Close bonds. We are in a fun family. Every morning I have to begin by saying this prayer because he is the father. He has the right to guide me, protect me, and do the things in a better way. That's why in Romans 8:15 says, we have received the spirit of sonship when we cry, Abba, Father. And again in Galatians chapter 4:6 says, He is our Abba Father. And the second one is, Hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We need to praise God. Every day, even in our difficult, very painful situation, we need to pray and ask intercession. We need to ask the Lord. We need to ask our friends, but it has its limitations. We need to ask the Lord, not to the intelligence, but to ask heart to heart the Lord. Lord, you are my Father. And I praise you. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. A child was praying very long days to get a bicycle, and he got it. While he was praying in the church to thank God that he got the bicycle, somebody came and took it away. So when he came out, there was no bicycle. Then he came again, quarreled with the Lord. While I was praising you, somebody has stolen my bicycle. What is the need of praying? After many days, he found again that bicycle. What I want to say is that we need to continue to pray, even if the things are not very clear to us. That's why the gospel ending by saying, ask, it will be given. Knock, it will be opened. Search, it will be found. So we take our energy, power in every morning. We never tired of praying. We never stop asking to the Lord. We continue because we are the children of Abba Father. We are the power, the most powerful people in the world. Take your energy, your power, praise God, and ask Abba Father, this is my wish. Amen.